The title of this message tonight is Lord Have Mercy. Psalm 51:1 says, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. We all need God's mercy because we're all sinners. There's not one that's exempt. There's not one that goes a day without sin. We're all guilty. We all need to be washed by the blood, renewed daily. In 1 John 1:8 it says, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We have sin. We were born of the Adam nature. We have the sin within us. And it's only by His power and by His blood that we can overcome that sin daily. Many of us struggle daily with the sin. Do you sometimes forget about the sins that you've committed? Or do you put them away, that secret sin hidden in your heart, on a bookshelf in your heart? You kind of stuff it back there and hide it, and you think that no one else can see it? Or do you immediately take it to the Lord? The answer may be one, or it may be all three. Either way, we all desperately need God's mercy and forgiveness. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Godly repentance is what we need to have. That's what leads to salvation. Godly repentance is we become undone with ourselves, that we can't deal with it, that we come to the end of ourselves and we admit that we are so weak that there's nothing in us to help us overcome that sin, that we've struggled, that we've tried in our own strength and our own nature and we can't do it. That's what produces godly repentance, when we come to the cross and say, Lord God, help us. I cannot do this on my own. And so often we forget that. So often we try to do it with worldly repentance and worldly sorrow. We just come and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. And we blow it off. We blow off that sin, whether it be a simple sin that we accidentally did something and we're like, oh my gosh, or we lie or whatever it is. We blow it off. And we don't have that godly repentance that brings us to the place to where we're closer to the Lord. We just put it away and we forget about it. Or put it on a shelf and say, we'll get to that later. Yeah, Lord, I know that sin's within me, but I'm just going to put it right here. And Lord, I'll come to you and give it to you. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to bring it to Him and lay it down. First John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some, all unrighteousness. And I challenge you today, is there any unrighteousness in you that you need to give to the Lord, to ask Him to take away? It's His Word. We believe it to be true. He says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That gives me hope. Psalm 32:5 says, I acknowledge my sin to you. In my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. That's David crying out, calling sin, sin, acknowledging to the Lord that He's not good. There's no good in Him. And it says, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. God forgives us. And we have to remember that. From the youngest to the oldest, this is such a simple truth that we so often forget, that God calls us to repent and turn from our sins. No matter how big or small we think it is, sin is sin. And it separates us from God, and it separates us from the great things that God has for us. It separates us from walking in a close relationship with Him. And, you know, I picture Adam and Eve in the garden, how they walked with the Lord. And they talked with Him. And they had an intimate relationship. And how God desires that for us today. But when we have sin, and we put it away, or we don't face it, or we don't confess it, it separates us from the Lord. Not a good place to be. God desires us to be close. Close to Him. You know, I often think about my relationship with my wife and how I love my wife and how I desire to be close to her and hold her hand and talk to her, and how when I see her, she makes me smile and fills my heart with joy. And it's just, I've never had that, and it's such a wonderful, beautiful thing. And how much more God desires us to feel that for Him. And so often I have to go to the Lord and repent and say, God, give me that love for You. God desires that. God desires that we see Him as beautiful and wonderful. Just thank the Lord for His mercy and His grace on us each and every day. Isaiah 43:18 says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I love that scripture because it's another, I mean, that's just so exciting. It's another promise from God that if we don't remember those things, and He'll do a new work in us. I desire God to do a new work in me. I want to forget those old things, those transgressions that separated me from God, and walk in faith and walk in wholeness and walk in purity in Him. And He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's saying, I'll do amazing things in you. I'll do great things in you if you follow after me. If you turn away from your old ways, forget about those old things, and you follow after me, I'm going to do miracles in your life. I'm going to do amazing things that you couldn't imagine. You know, rivers in the desert, bringing refreshment into our life in the dry place when we need the water, the spring of life. God gives it to us if we seek after Him. Another exciting promise to us is in Psalm 103, verse 12. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. It's removed from us. We don't keep it. We don't hold on to it. We don't put it in our back pocket or up on the shelf. It says, He removed His transgressions from us. It means that it's eliminated. It's gone. Get rid of it. Don't hold it. Don't keep it. Get rid of it. You know, it's just as Isaiah said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. We are a new creation in Christ. Let go of the old stuff. Let go of the past. God's speaking to someone tonight. It doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't matter. Walk forward with Him today. Choose the way in which you will go. If you're at a crossroads, you have a choice to make. Continue. Continue on. Follow after the Lord. He's calling you. He's desiring to draw you close to Him. But you have to let the old man or woman of God go, lay it down, forget about the sins, forget about the transgressions. It doesn't matter. It's as far as the east is from the west, and He has washed it with His blood, and you are forgiven. The Lord has mercy on us, and He has mercy for us. We just need to ask for it. Turn with me, please, to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah, verse 29, verse 11, says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity." The Lord desires us to turn away from the past, to set our eyes on Him, and to seek after Him with all of our heart. It's not easy. We get so busy with the things that we have to do, our work, our children, our family. But we need to make sure that the things that we're busy with, when we stand before the Lord, will stand the test of His fire. So often we get busy with things that don't matter. That just doesn't matter. And we're not seeking Him. But He says, if you seek me, you will find me. And He'll bring us back from that captivity, that bondage, that sin that's held us, that sin that we can't get rid of. God desires to set you free, each and every one of us. And that's all I have tonight. But I just pray that if there's something that you're struggling with, there's something that you're dealing with, there's something that, a transgression that God has removed from you that you need to just forgive and let go, I pray that you'll ask the Lord right now to just remove it from you, to just take it away, to eliminate it, that it's just gone. And if you need prayer, if there's something that you're struggling with, I would love to pray with you, pray for you. Nobody needs to know what it is, but God desires us all here, everyone, people that call themselves Christians, to ask Him for His mercy, to take everything away, and that we would just set our eyes upon Him. Let's pray.